Hello and welcome to the latest episode of the EG Property Podcast with me, EG Editor Sam McClary. On today's episode, I'm chatting with Brian Bickle, Chief Executive of West End Landlord Shaftesbury, and we're talking about the importance of building relationships between landlords and tenants and the role that real estate has to play in helping amplify the voices of those that don't often get heard or seen. Now, Shaftesbury is well known for handing over space on its estate to pop-ups to help promote the underrepresented and to charities to help them raise funds and awareness. And as part of Black History Month, the estate has teamed up with My Runway Group, which is a youth empowerment organisation dedicated to inspiring and developing young black creatives. And together they've opened 21 New Street, a pop-up on Carnaby Street, which is showcasing more than 50 black-owned businesses and really providing a platform for them to showcase their brands. It's an initiative that Brian and Shaftesbury are really proud of, and one way that he thinks real estate can do its bit. Vacant stores are not hard to come by now, let's face it, so why not use them to do some good? But before you dive into the podcast, it's time for that usual warning. This was recorded over Teams, so the sound quality does get a little bit echoey in places. But as always, the conversation is bang on point and really quite a delight for your ears. Enjoy. So here we are in an EG Property podcast, and I am joined today by the very wonderful Brian Bickle from Shaftesbury. Brian, how are you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you, Sam. It's very nice of you to call me wonderful. Well, that's the thing anyone said to me today.
Oh, well, it's only midday when we're recording this. So, you know, hopefully it will be the first but not the last.
Believe me, it'll be it for the day.
Well, we're chatting today because October is Black History Month, and at Shaftesbury, actually, you always do great stuff around events and connecting with the communities, and you're doing something important around Black History Month as well, aren't you? And I wonder if you could just tell us a little bit about what you're doing on the estate.
Well, for Black History Month, we're working with a group called My Runway Group, and they've got a mission to shape next generation of creatives, and they're very committed to standing up against inequality. So it's about providing emerging black talent a runway to build successful careers, despite the fact they do have challenges to do that. So we're working with them to curate something called 21 Youth Street, and it's a pop-up, and it's basically going to showcase diversity in black-owned businesses across fashion, beauty, art, literature, film and photography. So it's sort of raising profile. It's a shop, you can actually go in there, but lots of things just to look at and explore. It's really, I think this is where real estate can, and particularly in the current environment where perhaps we've all got a little bit more vacancy than we would prefer to have, actually give groups like this an opportunity to be out there, to be visible, to promote their causes, to invite people in and talk to them. That's what really real estate should be doing. I mean, it's quite challenging for these groups to, you know, with so much going on, to get the sort of profile and traction they really deserve. So we've done this with lots of charities in the past, lots of organisations, and it's worked really well, worked for them and for us.
Fantastic. And the store's been open since the 9th. It's the 13th when we're recording this. Clearly the world is a bit of an odd place at the moment, but how has custom been? Has it brought people to the estate? Are you seeing activity when you're talking with My Runway Group and 21 New Street? Mm-hmm. Are they happy with how things are going? Have you been in there?
Yeah, so far so good. I mean, they're there for a month. I think certainly, you know, people need to get to know about it. And, you know, we do our own bit, and they're doing their bit for publicity as well to get people to be aware of it. And then they'll come along and see. I mean, footfall in the weekend is better than probably during the week at the moment in the West End. We're suffering a little bit because the office working population was coming back, but obviously since the government's changed its advice to be back to working from home, footfall has sort of isn't moving up in the way it was before. So I think it's best to judge it at the weekends, and say first weekend has been very promising.
Fantastic. And you said that, you know, there's a real opportunity for real estate at the moment with the unfortunate situation of having more vacant space, to put that to good use and to help other groups or those that might not have been able to afford a shop or a leg up for real estate to do some good. And I think particularly around this month, Black History Month, there's so much that real estate can do, isn't there? And you know, we ran a survey that was shocking but unsurprising about the sort of the level of racism that exists in real estate, and the level of that there is very little visibility of Black people in real estate, and that, you know, that something needs to be done about that. So do you feel a responsibility as a landlord, as an owner of a big estate in central London to help with that visibility issue?
Well, I think so. Everybody's got their part to play, and it doesn't have to be just something that happens here in London. You know, there are lots of groups around the country that could be helped by giving them this presence, this visible presence on high streets, and helping them to engage with people to understand some of the wider issues that have made Black History Month so important this year. It's probably one of the few good things that has come out, that people have a bit more time in their lives to reflect on issues such as diversity and discrimination, and where those issues still exist. Perhaps sometimes in our lives we're all too busy to think about other people, so there's been a bit of slowing down and probably more focused attention, the bigger picture things we should be thinking about long term coming out of all of this. I mean, we found at Shaftesbury that we'd like to be back in the office, we'd rather be back in the office together, but you know, not being in the office has sort of broken some of our routines and given us a chance to sort of step back and think how we run the business internally and what are our priorities going to be. So I think this part of that sort of away from the office thinking really ought to be, and diversity groups should be keeping the message out there, keeping the message going, that we don't have to go back the way we were. And we will get back eventually to something approaching normality. But during this period, we shouldn't forget the problems, and we should be thinking now about what we can do coming out of this to make sure we can improve diversity across the whole sector, really. There's still lots of work to do, and even starting on the issues of gender balance and the sexuality. I mean, Freehold started 10 years ago, but there's still plenty more to do there. And, we need to regroup at this time, I think.
Absolutely. And, you know, the new normal can be better, can't it? It doesn't have to be.
Well,
have to be.
Make it, really. And we should think about now how we all want to come back. And, I'm sure it will be different. This has been a jolt to everybody's lives and expectations. So, let's try and get something constructive out of it.
Absolutely. And I'm a big fan of the word constructive, because I think it's a really powerful word. And you have clearly had constructive conversations with My Runway Group. And I think one of the things that I've noticed throughout lockdown is quite a lot of a deterioration in the relationship between landlord and tenant, through no fault, through the fault, I'm going to use that word, of government not quite understanding the role of real estate in the economy. And I just wanted to talk about the importance that you see in having those relationships with tenants, so that you can do things like you're doing this month and all the other events that you hold across the estate.
Well, I suppose it's something that we've always done for a long time. And if you think about what we try and do here at Shaftesbury, well, in fact, we do, is to curate our areas very closely for our shops and restaurants. You know, we generally choose the people we want here. We want something a bit different, not mainstream. And we're happy to try things. you know, it's are we sharing risk? I don't know. I think not everything works out, but we think if we don't try new things, we're never going to move on and keep these areas interesting. People come into the West End to find something a bit different. So that's our job to provide it for them. That's what these areas, particularly around Soho, that sort of creativity have always been about. So it's having that long relationship with tenants. And, you know, as a former finance director, I would remind everybody in real estate that if your tenants are not making money, you won't prosper long term. So it's that sort of partnership. We need them to do well, and we put a lot of effort into doing everything we can to make sure they are doing well. So we start with that relationship that is important, and we do look after them along the journey. And when we do events, it's always in partnership with our tenants. That sort of closeness helps. So I think now we come to a very tough time, which, you know, even at the start of the year would be completely unimaginable. We could never expect to find ourselves in this situation. We sort of felt in March when this started happening. In fact, it started first in Chinatown at the beginning of February after Chinese New Year, when the stories were appearing about the virus and implications in China. People started avoiding Chinese restaurants. By the middle of February, restaurants had started to close, or talking about closing, they had no footfall. It was like a tidal wave across the West End, looking back, and of course by middle of March, footfall had dropped off everywhere and the shops were closing. So we felt this wasn't going to be a blip. It was going to go on for some time. Confidence is always hard to rebuild in those sort of situations. So we thought, well, we want to give our tenants confidence to see this through, having carefully chosen them. So we immediately just said, well, you know, we've been discussing with them, what can we do to help you in your individual circumstances? They do differ when you've got over 600 shops and restaurants and bars and cafes. But fundamentally, they're going to be without their footfall that they relied upon. So how are we going to get them through this situation and give them the confidence to restart, accepting that restarting is going to be way off and normality could be even further off? So that's been our guiding principle all the way through this. And as a business case, I think anybody would tell you, as a business case, that's the right thing to do. But business case, that actually the way to preserve value in real estate is to keep it occupied. It's a bit simplistic, I know, but you know, coming out of this, again, the economy wasn't in great shape going in. I don't think coming out of it to replace tenants is going to be very difficult for all of us. I mean, there's not going to be much confidence around or money to start new businesses. So why on earth wouldn't you want to support the ones you've got for as long as you possibly can? Not all of them are going to survive. We have to be realistic. You know, they're not all doing brilliantly well before we came into this. So there will always be an attrition rate, but as I say, we want to encourage new ideas and be flexible about when we're reletting space and support those we've got.
Absolutely, and you know, you need places to be full, don't you? To get people to come back. You know, nobody wants to come to a street that's boarded up. They want life there, and they want an experience. And I guess that is, you know, that is the great thing about sort of the meanwhile use and the pop ups that we do have the opportunity to do more of at the moment. And you said there that, you know, some businesses won't survive and it will be hard for other businesses to launch. But there is that much overused phrase, isn't there, about out of adversity comes great opportunity. And perhaps we'll see through the kindness of real estate, to steal from a streetcar named Desire, opportunity for those pop-up businesses to start.
Yeah, well, I think you mentioned experience, and that's what coming out is all about, really, to get people out. They want an experience. Yes, they may want to shop and eat, but they, you know, the thing about the West End is there are other things to do here. The culture, the atmosphere, the buzz, all those things, that finding, discovering something different is what brings people here and brings them back again. So having this, and, you know, we've always said we felt we need to refresh our, always keep refreshing your lineup. It's always got to be something new and interesting to come back to. So, you know, supporting these perhaps not-for-profit groups, but, you know, with good social purpose, can be incredibly valuable. I think certainly younger generation of people want to feel good about the places they're coming to, and they're more likely to come and spend some money if they see they just perhaps there's the landlord behind these locations that are helping to support more than just the commercial aspects of the area, but you know, its whole contribution really. You know, you're seeing it in this more greater focus on sort of ethical shopping as well, or the ethics of shopping, and moving away from some of the you know, the sort of more disposable view of life and less environmentally responsible approach that some businesses have had in the past, to be spending money in areas and businesses where they are doing the right thing demonstrably. What can be more demonstrable than giving space to good causes?
Absolutely. I think sort of kindness has a value attached to it now, doesn't it? And that could be, you know, kindness to each other, kindness to the planet. But that need for us all to want to feel like we're doing something worthwhile and that feels good. I think we all need a bit of that right now.
Well, I think with our relationship with our tenants, we never wanted to be seen as a fair weather friend. You know, that's what we're doing now. We're a long-term friend and supporter of the businesses we choose. We're not going to suddenly turn on them because we find ourselves in a less than welcoming situation in terms of our rent collection. That's not the way to build relationships. And I think real estate has to move on to that more caring relationship as regards its tenants. And you know, practically speaking, in a time like this where, you know, there are probably in some areas more space than tenants.
Yeah. Well, it's about partnership, isn't it? And I think I felt like the industry was doing better at that, the pre-COVID. You know, I don't really like the word collaboration because it was overused, but it was getting better at collaborating, and it does feel a little bit now like that's been made a lot more difficult for the sector to do. And I hope that there are still plenty in the industry, and like yourselves at Shaftesbury, who, you know, go out and talk to their tenants and you know, sort of really build on that partnership. And and I know for you guys, you know, the office is in the heart of the estate, isn't it? And I know you're a keen walker around the estate, and I know a number of my team have been on walking tours with you and really enjoyed that. Are you still getting out and walking about and meeting as many tenants as you can that are there face to face? And
well, I, you know, the team
mask to mask.
We've got so many these days, I'm going to be doing them all myself. But the team are always out and about. And that's why, you know, we're all keen to be back in the office here. But when the government advice changed, we had our staff were saying, well, please don't close the office. We want to come back in. And, you know, quite frankly, we work above the shop. So we expect our tenants to be here, so we should be here as well, you know. And it's good that they see us about, and you know, not just office hours, but see us out in the evenings, keeping an eye on what's going on. And you know, we're local as they are, and we depend on these life in these areas, so we should be part of it. It's quite simple, really. And I do think coming out of this, you know, people's, you know, when we are, you know, we've got space to fill coming out of this, I think we can the importance of our reputation, i.e. that we've done the right thing for our tenants during this period, is going to have some value to us as well, because some people have not behaved very well and aren't long-term supporters. So, you know, we think that approach will help us in encouraging more people to think about, you know, setting up in these areas.
Fantastic. And then it's almost mid-October. The West End usually lights up not too long away from this time of year. Are you looking forward to Christmas, or are you going to be doing more like you're doing for Black History Month for people around Christmas? We're going to see some Christmas pop-ups. Are you looking forward to the year being over, or are you still hopeful that there is a change coming, and that new normal, as we talked about a little bit earlier, is going to start filtering through towards the end of the year and give us a decent Christmas?
Well, I think we've all got to come to terms with the fact that Christmas isn't going to be like Christmases past. It's going to be a bit subdued this year, and quite rightly so. So we'll be, like the West End, putting up our decorations here, but obviously none of the big events we've had for switch-ons and things like that. The long-term owners, so us and the bids, are talking about what we can do to encourage people to come back to the West End as part of their sort of Christmas routine, because the lights will still be on, it'll still be a buzzy, fun place to be. And people will need a bit of cheering up. So there will be some initiatives about, you know, bringing people back over the in the lead up to Christmas and over Christmas. But I think we should all need a bit of cheering up. And of course, for those of us who used to enjoy quite a lot of corporate hospitality around the sort of Christmas period, all that will have gone as well. So, you know, that's just the way it's going to be. So I think, and business-wise, I think you have to be realistic. Shops and restaurants do make a lot of their money in that lead up to Christmas and over the New Year period. And so the beginning of next year could be a rather lean period for them. It's never the best trading time. You know, footfall's down, people have spent their money and probably getting ready to hibernate for what's left of the winter. So I think that's a more challenging period, really. And, you know, we should be supporting our tenants through that. But you would hope, you know, that as spring comes along and hopefully the pandemic issues are kept under control, then we may come out of that with sort of more optimism. But it's going to be quite a long haul, I think.
A long haul. I like that the lights will still be on, and let's make sure people don't stay home, that they come in and enjoy the lights for Christmas in the West End, because I always enjoy them. So I'm going to try and get in and yeah. see and
in a COVID safe way, obviously.
Of course, of course. Bring us back round to what you're doing for Black History Month. I guess one of my final questions to you would be, I know that you are providing all sorts of events as part of that as well. One of which is morning yoga. Have you done it yet? Are you going to do it?
No. Actually, I wasn't aware of it.
Well, morning yoga into the light. It's free, Brian.
Free. Well, it's a bit chilly today. I'd have to wrap up for it this morning. Lockdown, it is, has made me go out and buy myself a bike. My exercise comes from cycling now. I'm not going to the gym. So maybe I should think about the yoga. I'll give it some consideration. I can't say more than that. It'll have to be yoga for the over 60s as well.
Next time we speak, Brian, I want to see you doing downward dog or your foot behind your head or whatever they do in yoga. I'm showing that I cannot do yoga either. I'm a cyclist.
No commitment. But sort of going back to my runway group, I mean, these partnerships, yes, they're not going to be here all the time, but if, you know, if it works for them and it works for us, I'm sure we will be inviting them back as we do other people. I mean, we've got Choose Love coming back again for Christmas. Choose Love is a charity focused on supporting refugees around the world. So rather than go and splash loads of money on yourself and your friends, which perhaps we don't always need compared to people who are living as refugees, you can actually go and buy presents for refugees in Choose Love. So, you know, they make a lot of money out of being in Carnby for Christmas, and we'll be doing that again this year. So lots of good things can happen over Christmas, and we should just be a little more conscious of the people who are not having a great time. Whatever we think about our lives, people are in a much worse place. So let's not forget them.
Yeah. Let's go back to that kindness and be kind to those that really, really need it. And I think, you know, I am a huge supporter of these kind of pop-ups, because I think not only is it giving opportunity to people, but it's also educating, isn't it? And that's so important. If we want to make change, then we need to educate ourselves. And it's not only sort of educating about the issues that there are out there, but I think it's worthwhile for those who aren't in real estate to be educated about, you know, there are nice people and nice businesses, yes, in real estate too. So
it gives people some hope that there are people out there that want to know and want to listen, and some confidence that, you know, whilst their lives may seem very challenged, there is a way through. You know, opportunities will come up, and you know, it's just having the confidence that actually somebody wants to hear your side of the story and is prepared to come in and listen and understand more about Black history and things like that. Yeah, it's subtle, but it will make a difference over time. More people who do it, more difference it'll make.
Absolutely. And how do you go about finding partners to work with these pop-ups? Do people come to you now because they know that there's this opportunity on this state, or do you go out looking?
I think people sort of come to us now that they know we have a reputation for, you know, providing space for lots of different groups. And, you know, we look at the corporate website and it tells you all the things we try and do here. So we have a reputation. Some of it's word of mouth, and I'm sure people wander around and come to Carnby or Seven Dials and see, you know, you can see the sort of things we're happy to support. And it will give them some ideas that, you know, the Shaftesbury door is open for those ideas.
Fantastic. The door is open, and let's hope that it stays open. Lots of people come in through there. Lots of people come down to the estate and engage with My Runway and with 21 U Street. Lots going on there. Open until the end of October. That's right, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And then Choose Love coming in for the Christmas period as well. Yeah. So everyone get down to the West End and take part, enjoy, and you know, maybe if you're lucky enough, you might see Brian doing yoga one morning.
I think that wouldn't necessarily encourage people, but anyway, let's give it a go.
Brian, thank you ever so much for joining us on the podcast today.
Sam, it's always good to chat.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the EG Property Podcast. We hope you found the content insightful and helpful. If you'd like more of the same and to keep up with all the latest news, views, analysis and research that the EG Group has to provide, be sure to sign up to all of our property podcasts and subscribe to Radius Data Exchange for unlimited access to all of our content and comprehensive commercial real estate data.